when you are speaking or writing, and speaking or writing is actually doing something, that is performing a speech act, you can only do that when the circumstances surrounding the speech act are appropriate to the speech act. Suppose that you approach someone in the street, you're walking along and you apologize to them. You don't know them, you haven't done them any harm, and you then apologize to one person after another. Something very peculiar has happened, and people are likely to think that you're perhaps crazy. What you're doing is not meeting the appropriate conditions for apologizing. In speech act theory, these are often called felicity conditions, and they can be quite complicated. In a book on speech acts by John Searle, there are numerous analyses of different kinds of speech acts and what conditions have to be met for them to be performed appropriately. Let's look at the situation of an auction. When an auction is being performed, there comes a point at which the auctioneer says sold, or bangs down the gavel. The selling at auction has felicity conditions. First of all, the auctioneer has to be a real auctioneer. They have to have an auctioneering ticket. The auction has to be performed at a particular time and a particular place which has been designated beforehand. There has to be a lot which someone has actually forwarded to the auction house and said, would you please sell this, and so on and so forth. The conditions under which an auctioneer can appropriately say sold are complex, and of course they're socially determined. And the degree to which this happens is different from one culture to another. There are cultures in which there are no auctions, and so the speech act of selling at auction doesn't exist at all.